Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Have a quiet time with God on a daily basis. First thing as you wake up, either still lying on your bed, sitting on the bed or the chair, and if you have an established place where you have a family altar or a personal altar, you can even take your phone with you to the restroom or kitchen, if that is the first thing you do when you wake up. Anyhow, let it be God first as you wake up daily. Use Turning Point to do your quiet time. After listening to Turning Point audio, then turn to our daily devotional prayer booklet, also authored by me, published monthly, available both in hard and soft copies. TPGF members all over the world, subscribe online with a token for Turning Point daily devotional booklet to be sent to your phone. For subscription and subscription renewal, chat with Demi on +234 8055 100 510. Do so daily. Welcome also to Tuesday, the 12th day in March 2024. Please open your hand and heart to receive the day's prayers, be responding with Amen, I receive it. This week, the favor of God will locate you. As you pursue your assignment, I declare you unstoppable. God will make you smarter than your competitors. You will outrun, outpace, outsell all of them. They will always see you in front and see you on top of them. God will fight your invisible battles. This shall not be just another day in your life. It shall be a special one, full of positive turnarounds. Everyone that can do this, let's take this prophetic action today. If you cannot do it now, then do it later. Take your anointed mantle and mantle every door in your house. Yes, strike at the doors, the flat, your room door, strike your bed, the toilet door, the kitchen door, and if you own the house, strike the gate, the entrance into the compound. Prophesy to the doors as you strike them or hit them with the anointed mantle. Begin to say to them, you are blessed. You are covered. Every one of you, I prophesy, angels of God shall watch over your doors day and night. Any contrary spirit of force hiding anywhere in your house or in your compound is ejected by fire. Your entire household is free from whatever is plaguing every other person. From today, you will sleep well, wake up good, go out happy, come in joyful and profitable. You are covered with God's glory. No hiding place for evil in anyone's lives. In Jesus' name, say Amen. You shall become a living proof of God's wonders. I want to pray healing down today. If you have pains in any part of your body, please place your hand there for prayer. Everyone that is sick, I prophesy, be healed. I say be healed. Arrows of sicknesses and diseases by whatever name, return back to the sender. Anyone with terminal diseases are terminated today. Every sick person be healed. Death sentences are canceled over everyone. You will live well. You will not die prematurely. All say, Amen, I receive it. March 12, bomb people, your birthday prayers. Open your hands. Be blessed. Your birthday is blessed. You will live long and live well. You shall fulfill your days. In Jesus' name. Listeners, welcome to day two of teachings and shedding light on issues of life. Send your own issues if you have any. Let's all be learning from this and be applying the teachings to our lives. Good morning, Daddy. I like to cross my legs and even my feet. So I find myself crossing my legs and my feet whenever I'm praying, and it always feels like it negates my prayers or a disrespect in God's presence. Please tell me if this is just in my head or not. Thank you, sir. Please, this bothers me a lot. Treat as urgent. Wow, crossing legs and feet while praying? I'm just wondering, how do you do that? Do you do that standing, sitting, or kneeling down? Or do you pray like the Muslim way of praying? Anyway, you said you feel like it negates your prayers and constitute a disrespect before God. Then change it. If you have such a feeling, then stop it. There are many postures we can assume in praying, depending whether it is public praying or private praying. Stop praying that way if it is giving you such a wrong feelings. Good morning, sir. Please, I want to ask Daddy Femi Emmanuel the type of business someone can do in Nigeria that does not require dollar naira exchange. God bless you, mightily, sir. Wow, naira dollar exchange trouble we are currently going through. Well, it's supposed to majorly affect imported goods and services with foreign exchange input. It was not supposed to affect things such as food, transport, and even housing. But three things majorly made it affect virtually everything in Nigeria. One, the removal of fuel subsidy suddenly. Number two, the collapse of two foreign exchange markets into one. And that turned everything virtually to naira dollar. And then the third one, we are imported nation. We are a consuming nation, not a productive nation. So everything is affected. But that should not discourage anyone in business or going into business. What is important is to know your business so well, be updated in your industry and your market, so you scale up and down as the naira dollar rate oscillates, be very current in your market. I believe this will not be so forever. Naira dollar rate will stabilize at a point as government is working hard through the central bank and the Ministry of Finance to stabilize the market. It can't go on like this forever. It wasn't like this before. There are stimulus. There are some forces behind it, and sanity will soon be restored, I believe. Next, good morning, sir. Daddy Femi Emmanuel, and to all TPGF members, please, I have a question. Can someone collect a loan to buy a car for Uber business? Thank you, sir. Wow, loan issue again. I've always advised against collection of loan to start a business, whether Uber or any other business. A new business should start with your personal savings and perhaps gift or soft loans with no interest on top of it or no deadline to pay back. New businesses need gestation period to stabilize, grow, and start making profit. If you start paying back loan with interest from the onset, the business will die, leaving a huge debt on the borrower. For Uber business, it is the same. Driving an Uber car is even a big risk, especially if it's not a brand new vehicle. The repairs and maintenance will start so early. My take on this still remains: work hard, defer gratification, save money to start a new business. Next, sir, over 3 years ago, I wrote jump, but I couldn't make it. Sir, please, I don't know what is wrong with me, because when I took entrance exam for secondary school, I passed that one, but this one, I can't. Why, sir, and what is wrong? Wow, entrance exam into secondary school is quite different, totally different from jump to get admission into tertiary institution. You failed jump because you didn't do well in the exam. But please don't give up. Apply again, but get a teacher or enroll in a coaching school, coaching class, specifically preparing students for jump. Hope your school certificate was good. And of course, you need that also, even to pass UTME. Next, Daddy, this question has been bothering me. Is it biblical to do remembrance service ceremony for our dead family members and friends? Should a Christian participate in such ceremonies, like being present there, or give financial support, even when he knows that it will involve some rituals? Wow, oh no. Anything that will involve rituals, a true child of God should not be involved. Remembering the dead, especially our parents that have passed on, should be more of building and sustaining their legacies, not throwing big parties. Then, it can also be family prayers, thanking God for the profitable lives they lived. We'll take it off from here tomorrow. Please rebroadcast this to all of your contact. Do so daily. Tomorrow is the prayer mountain in Abuja Center, usual time and usual venue, Living Spring Chapel, Kado Life Camp, after the fish market, Abuja. Time is 12 to 2 p.m. As previously announced, I will be on ground on Prayer Mountain in Abuja tomorrow to conduct the Prayer Mountain there. You will be hosting me in Abuja tomorrow. TPGF members and listeners of Turning Point in and around Abuja, please be there. Attend and invite many more people. Bring things for me to pray over and anoint for you. Anointed mantle shall be given to people free of charge for praying and doing miracles. For more information and direction, please call 0806-133-2800. See you tomorrow. Thursday is the Prayer Mountain in Ikeja, Lagos. TPGF members and listeners in and around Lagos, don't miss the Prayer Mountain this Thursday in Ikeja. Venue is Living Spring Chapel, Gosheland, Allen Avenue Junction, Ikeja. Two services will hold as usual, 7 to 9 a.m. first service, 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. second service. Prayer focus on Prayer Mountain this week is forgiveness of sins and removal of shortcomings. In most miracles that Jesus performed in the Bible, he merely forgave the sinners and they were healed. Come for sin-forgiving service on Prayer Mountain this week, even in Abuja. That is what will happen tomorrow. Same two services we hold simultaneously in Dominion City, Ibadan, Kolobo Abeokuta, Oshogbo, Akure, Port Harcourt, Anuyo. Telephone numbers to call for more information and direction is Dupe on 0806-478-8392. It shall be live streamed, so connect from all over the world. Ministers in the fivefold ministries, general overseers, senior pastors, pastors, bishops, archbishops, apostles, and all, our first national and international ministers conference we hold on Wednesday, March 20, from 10 a.m. at Living Spring Chapel, Gosheland, Ikeja, Lagos. Buses have been arranged, air-conditioned buses, to bring ministers from Ogun State, from Abeokuta, and from Oyo State, from Ibadan. But you need to book a seat in Abeokuta, SMS, send a chat, or call 0802-7796-326. In Ibadan, SMS, chat, or call 0805-8022-194 to book a seat with a token. Do so now. I speak to everyone's life. You will matter today. These prayers will work in your life. The one you pray for yourself too will work. God Almighty will back you up. What God cannot do does not exist. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I am Femi Emmanuel. TPGF, truly blessed. Bye.